Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Tonight we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch. This is the live show, the new season, and so you're going to see the intro to the show because this was something new that they did for this new season, season 14. So this is the first episode, and so let's check it out.
Coming to you live in front of a studio audience, it's Shark Tank Live. Let's welcome our six sharks.
Six.
Cybersecurity tech titan, Robert Herjavec. Brand builder extraordinaire and inventor of over 1,000 products, Lori Grenier. Purveyor of the cold, hard truth, Mr. Wonderful himself, Kevin O'Leary.
Mr. Wonderful.
Real estate trailblazer and marketing genius,
that
Barbara
is
Palmer.
Pretty, Barbara. That is very flattering on her.
Founder of iconic fashion brand.
Okay, Damon. With the striped shirt, striped suit. Okay.
Renowned like tech entrepreneur and owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban.
Okay, he got to act like he in the stadium.
Unprecedented live Shark Tank event starts now.
They show the announcer.
First in the tank
right
are entrepreneurs on a mission to expose a dirty little secret about the fashion industry. Let's learn a little bit about the entrepreneurs.
Hi, Sharks. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jeff, husband of the boss.
We're here seeking $200,000 in exchange for 5% equity in our company.
Ew.
Sharks, do you want to know a dirty little secret?
In the U.S., millions of pounds of underwear end up in landfill every single day.
And to top it off, most of our clothes are made with plastic-based fabrics. That's only bad for our bodies.
But bad for the earth.
So what if I told you we could turn this
into this?
Sharks.
Wow.
Shark, say hello to Kent.
The world's first verified compostable underwear.
That's 100% plastic-free.
And 100% organic, so when underwear. Their time is up, you can literally
plant your pants.
Wow.
Just pop them in the compost, and in only 90 days, they turn into nutrient-rich soil.
Our briefs, when composted, actually remove carbon and help reverse climate change.
And best of all, our trade secret product design actually makes them stronger and softer than conventional underwear.
So, Sharks, who's ready to revolutionize the apparel industry as we know it and help us turn fashion
into fertilizer?
First of all, what a weird idea. I could take off my underwear and when I'm done with them, put them in the dirt in the garden, and 90 days later, they're going to be dirt. I ain't never heard. I just can't wait to hear what type of technology or whatever type of solution this is, because that is weird, first of all. But let's go.
All right.
And now, Sharks, in front of you are your own Kent basics.
I was about to ask.
And believe it or not, the soil in your flower pot is actually Kent composted undies.
This is
from
is
the underwear.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
In here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So they feel nice. They feel like cotton underwear.
They do.
Very stretchy.
They feel very good.
A lot of gift. They actually feel a little bit thicker than what I expected.
Yeah.
Stronger and thicker than what I expected.
Stacy and Jeff, let me, you know, go ahead.
I was just saying, it's live TV, but we were going to see, like, can we ask you guys to try them on, or is that too risque?
I'll try them on.
Who said they'll try them on?
No!
You know what? I think maybe we can.
Oh!
just wanted to catch this frame real quick. Do y'all see these people? Look at Barbara. Look at... Now, y'all know that's some airbrush. There's got to be some airbrushed. But okay.
All right. So let me ask you, Jeff and Stacey, you know, you're a part of history. This is the first Shark Tank Live ever.
Damon.
And you are the first. So are you nervous?
Nervous, excited, just thrilled and honored to be here.
Wow. Yeah. Honored. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I spent about 10 years in the fashion industry and noticed that even sustainable fashion brands combated two big problems. One was landfill waste at the end of product life cycle, and two was microplastics. So despite using responsible materials, spandex, nylon, elastic polyester, still heavily used in fashion, particularly underwear. And I myself couldn't find 100% natural underwear, nor could my friends.
Wow.
So how is Kent fully compostable, and how is it different from regular cotton underwear?
What's behind it?
Well, we have a trade secret product design, as we mentioned. So organic Pima cotton is a big majority of that. But to give it its lactic qualities, that's the trade secret. Compost, as you maybe not everyone in America knows, it's a man-made process, right? So it's not just like throw it in the dirt, right? Compost is something you have to kind of manage and deal with in your backyard usually. But basically, at the end of life, you hopefully a long life, this is a very high quality product. So it's not a lot of times people think compostable means disposable. That's a misperception.
Yeah.
So after a long life, you will put it in your compost. Give it a few turns, and in about 90 days, it'll break down into what you see there.
So what is the cost? What does it cost to make it? What do you sell it for? One pair.
So one pair we sell for $20 to $24, depending if you buy.
That's a little high.
Is that a lot for underwear?
Yeah, that's a lot for these pounds.
It's slightly premium, but I will say it's all made right here in America.
That's good.
And it's $8.07.
They are premium, but what about sales? What's your aggregate sales year to date?
So year to date, we're at $99,000. First year, two years ago, we did $30,000. Second year, we did $120,000.
Wow. So did you value this company at $4 million?
Well, yes. We're on pace to do $500,000 this year.
Yes.
How do you sell this? How do you sell it?
85% is D2C e-commerce. 15% is through one wholesale partner. And we're actually launching with another major retailer later this year with Nordstrom's.
I have a question. If I plant Kevin's underwear, will a cactus grow?
Nothing will grow.
This is such special cotton.
What's your biggest challenge?
How do I know it's not going to melt when I put it on?
Guys, a question for you. I have another company that's compostable, Earth Brand. They make cups, right?
Yeah.
And you can't just throw it away, like you said.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't put it into compost?
So this is a great question. We know that everyone in America doesn't have access to a compost.
Yeah.
So we created the fashion industry's first compost take-back program. So you can send your kind of end-of-life products back to us.
Who's going
to
send their old underwear?
Yeah.
Well, you only have $99,000 in sales. I mean, that's what, 45,000 units, right? You know, give or take. How many people have sent their underwear back?
Not many, because it's lasting a long time. We've only been in business over 2 years.
We're only 2 years old, though, so most people haven't worn out their underwear yet.
And look, the mission is great, right? What you're trying to do is amazing. We need more of it. Every single product needs to be like this, right? Every single clothing product in particular.
That color.
But the challenge is, when you're that small, right, you have to promote all the things that have to take place in order for the composting to work, right?
I think that's true, Mark, but I also think like the take-back program is so that we can make good, you know, to say, hey, if you live in a city, you don't have a backyard, but anyone with a backyard, anyone that lives on a farm...
Jeff, what are your margins today, and are you making any money?
We are about at break-even right now. We're running at about
95,000 in sales?
You're breaking even.
You're not paying.
Well, no, but we haven't hit Q4 yet, which is the lion's share of our volume. So we're on pace to do 500,000 this year.
What?
500,000? Because we're doing Nordstrom's, we're launching men, and we're also going into T-shirts.
Guys, I'll clear the deck, right? I think it's a great idea, great product. I think at your size, it's really going to be hard to convey what needs to be done in order for the composting to work. Yeah. So for those reasons, I'm out.
I think
Sorry to lose you, Mark.
I gotta be realistic about you. Like, your numbers, you're saying that you're worth $4 million. You're making underwear for $850 and selling but $24. The average American cannot afford that, and you do not have the sales to say that this is really that. So, unfortunately, this is another compost deal.
I'd like to make you an offer. I love a little company because it has so much room to run and grow, and that's the satisfaction of all business. I had a company, a single product company I bought into in the first 2 years. How does this sound? $100 million in sales, one product.
We love it.
But I can convert your $99,000 in sale. I'm shocked at how little that is, although I hope you get to the $500, but I'm your girl. Here's my offer. I'm going to give you... I'm not going to give you a greedy one, but it's aggressive. I'm going to give you $200,000 for 20%.
Whoa. Hey, okay. Jeff, you know what? I'm curious about something you said. Audience, who changes their underwear at least once a year? Let me know.
Wait, what?
Buy new underwear.
How many people?
New underwear. All right.
I'm curious.
A lot, big difference.
America, how often do you buy new underwear? Text A, B, or C to 2854 now.
They do it too much.
The next 2 minutes.
How often do you buy new underwear?
Two sharks are out. Stacy and Jeff have one offer on the table for their compostable underwear company, Kent. But Robert wants to know, how often does America buy new underwear? The results are in. 54% of our home viewers polled buy new underwear every year or two.
Ain't no way.
That's a lot of volume, guys.
Stacy, I'm a big believer in entrepreneur. Let me ask you this.
Listen. Okay, first of all, the polling, the audience or polling, because everybody could have texted and chimed in. And so it wasn't just like it was audience participation. It wasn't like it was like a pad just for the live audience to kind of press in their answer. So everybody could have dialed in and texted in and said their answer. And so I think that's doing a little bit too much. And even in this first half of this first pitch, it seems kind of rushed. You know what I mean? I definitely like the recording more. And you could tell that, I guess, Robert was kind of primed in to ask that question. Because then the host kind of came in, or the announcer kind of came in and, you know, repeated the question and put a whole poll to it and stuff like that. And so, I don't know. And then what about them results, y'all? Who buys underwear once or twice a year? No. How about every month? You know, you get you some fresh undies. I don't know now, but okay. Let's go ahead and continue with this live new season or new episode for the Shark Tank.
Why should I or any of the sharks invest in you?
So when I started this company, I was told no by everybody. People said that this product could not be made in general or could not be made in America. And this was something that I believed in so personally because myself, my friends, women needed this product. And I was in relationships in the past with someone who didn't believe in me. I eventually met Jeff, who did believe in me. And we have put all of our kind of evenings, weekends, vacations, bootstrapped this business.
Good for you, yeah.
So.
Stacy, Jeff, I know how hard it is to start a business. And I'm not gonna say no to you today. Because
okay.
I believe in what you guys have built. You're not getting enough credit. 99,000 in sales, $500,000 this year. Let's go, baby. All right, here's my offer. And I am not greedy like Barbara over there. Barbara. I will give you the $200,000 for 15%. Because I believe in you guys.
All right.
Hold on. They only wanted to give away 5%.
Let me just clear the field here. 200,000 or 5% imputes a $4 million valuation. That's insane. So, I love your kumbaya story. I hate your valuation.
Our valuation is based on an 8x multiple.
I'm out.
Okay.
All right, Kevin, thank you.
Do you guys have a patent on this?
So we went the trade secret route because we are a fashion product with multiple
trade
products.
Secret. All right,
in our
all right. Listen, I was going to give you an offer, but I've changed my mind.
All right.
Because can you do, if you can do this with t-shirts, I'm in. Because t-shirts, yes. I think, are bigger than underwear. I'm going to offer you $200,000 for 15%, same as him, equal offer.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
So we ask him to go in together.
Okay, Lori.
What are you gonna do?
Is there?
The guy will not be understood. I'm gonna give you the same offer as the other two sharks. 200,000, 15%.
You're trying to make it interesting.
Everybody's back
all
in.
All right. Obviously, you are the fashion guru. When we came here tonight, that was a very. You were someone we targeted.
Is there
any combination of sharks that you guys want to work together?
I don't need them. I don't need them for where I'm going to take you.
No. Got to make it. He may be the fashion guru. I've done the most investments in fashion on this show since season one.
Hey, and you know what? I've done.
Damn.
Damn. Okay, that went way fast. All right, and so it seems like on this live taping that one, you're going to hear everything. You're going to hear everything. I barely heard them take the offer for Damon. I guess that happened while the cameras was focused on Lori, though. And so Damon ended up getting a deal with Kent. Compostable underwear. Y'all, they came in seeking a deal for $200,000. In exchange, they wanted to give up 5% of the company. They ended up making a deal with Damon for the $200,000 and giving up 15% of the company. But I think they got the right person. And they said that they really wanted to target him in the first place because of his fashion background, because he knows how to brand clothing. That's what Damon does, and that's what he's good at. And how about that suit, y'all? That suit looks nice. But anyway, I digress. And so they came in with this whole different way of doing underwear. And I wonder why they started with underwear. I guess one, because she said she was back in fashion. And so one of the most throwaway type of garments she knew was the nylon and things made in underwear, used for underwear. And so she wanted to kind of start with that product maybe. But I like what Lori said. Lori was saying if they go into the t-shirts, that's a bigger market. Because everybody, now I could see people really reusing their t-shirts or even having a program where people who buy this product can donate their t-shirts to a nearby farm or nearby some type of city where they do composting and things like that, campgrounds. You know, I could really see something like that going on. Then they had a whole take back program where you could send your whole old, dirty, probably they may not be dirty when you send them in, but who knows. You could send back in your underwear and they will do the composting for you. That's kind of weird, if I say so myself. Y'all let me know what y'all think. But I don't know if I'll take the time to send back an old pair of underwear. But anyway, it seems like they had a nice story and a nice thought to why underwear would be the first thing that they would go after. I would like to see if 2 years from now, if they're still in business and what Damon was able to do. I'm sure licensing is going to be a part of his strategy. You know, who you want to license it with, Hanes and all of the other underwear and undergarment type of, you know, brands, and make this a specialty type of purchase for that brand. And so, good idea. I just don't know if they should have started with the underwear first. So let me know what you guys think in the comments, all right? But thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And don't forget to check us out for the next ones.